From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. The Seed Food and Wine Festival is happening now. It's a totally plant-based festival. No meat, no dairy, no eggs, and no animal products at all. Allison Burgos is one of the founders of the festival, and she's here with me now. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, why isn't this being called a vegan festival?
Well, I think that the word vegan sometimes for some people seems scary and very stringent. And that's not what we're about. We're about better health, animal welfare, and really take better care of the environment.
You founded this with your partner, Michelle Gaber. And what made you feel that this was the right time to do a festival like this here in South Florida?
Well, I think it was the right time for us. It just happened to be the right time in general. You know, I got sick about 7 years ago with rheumatoid arthritis after many years of not taking good care of myself. Being a foodie and being like really into food and going to dinner with friends, but not understanding that what you put in your body really affects your health. After working with doctors and being pumped full lots of medications, including steroids and methotrexate, and after about 4 years, I had lost use of my knee and I was in a wheelchair, and it just seemed like the end of the world to me. So after the inspiration of Michelle and friends, they put together a little dream team to take care of me and try to find a holistic way to improve my future.
So are you totally vegan now? Or are you totally plant-based now?
I think I'm a work in progress like everybody is. And I try to live every day plant-based and balanced. Definitely fall off the wagon on occasion.
What did you eat when you were growing up?
Well, I come from a restaurant family and I come from a Latin family. And my diet consisted of, you know, a lot of rice and beans, pork, steak, palomino, arroz con pollo, like...
Not a lot of greens.
There was no quinoa, wasn't a ton of kale, was not, just not in the diet, no.
You know, South Florida can be such a body conscious place, but vegetarian and vegan eating just aren't as popular here as they are in some other places around the country. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's several reasons. I think, number one, we are probably a little bit more superficially focused. I also believe that our Latin culture has never really connected to plant-based food. You know, we really actually hope that Seed elevates that conversation and changes kind of the reputation we have. You know, it's funny. People came to me and they're like, oh, but it's Miami. You know, you should go do that event in San Francisco or Portland or LA.
Right, right.
But to me, it just meant there was an opportunity here.
What are the foods that you miss the most that you just don't eat anymore?
Oh, wow. You know, I just learned to make an arroz con no pollo, which is a delicious vegan version that I love. I mean, I miss, there's once in a while where I really crave lobster or steak.
What about people who say, you know, they're thinking about trying to eat like this, but they're not quite sure? How would you tell them to go about doing it?
I think there's some people that have the personality where they really want to jump in 100%. But I also think it's okay to just start by doing Meatless Mondays.
Allison Burgos is co-founder of the Seed Food and Wine Festival, along with her partner, Michelle Gaber. It's happening right now through Sunday, and there's a big street fair in Midtown, Miami, on Saturday. Allison, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us. If anybody wants to buy tickets, visit seedfoodandwine.com.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.